This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yeah.
A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Dylan Curran is a technical consultant and a web developer. He knows a lot about the subject. He just released a terrifying report demonstrating just how much information Google and Facebook collect about you and the rest of their users. Dylan Curran joins us tonight. Dylan, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
You do this stuff for a living. You thought you knew a lot about the level of data collection by Facebook. You learned things you didn't know. Tell us what you learned.
Yes, so I feel like a lot of people in the tech industry had a general idea of what was going on, but when I went in and actually looked at the information, I found a lot of things that were totally unexpected. So they were recording, as was said in the report, your actual phone records and your text records. So now your Facebook calls and messages, your actual physical phone records. And then apart from that, then I went into Google, and they were storing a lot more information than I had previously expected. They were storing search history as far back as 2008. They had my location mapped back as far as 2014, showing pretty much every location I've been for the last 4 years, every day, and with a timestamp. They have also they showed all of the files and images I've ever downloaded, all the apps I've ever used or searched for. They also showed my Google Fit statistics, like how many steps I've walked, workouts, yogas, all the ads I've viewed and clicked on, all of my YouTube history. And the most disturbing thing was that they actually showed your Google Incognito history. So I tested this, I went in and browsed Google Incognito, and they actually kept the information. It was in the archive when I went to re-download it. So that means that when you think you're privately browsing, Google is still collecting that data.
But so they included things that you thought you'd deleted?
Yeah, so I had my Google Drive, which is just cloud storage, and I had a lot of files on there that I wanted to delete because they were personally liable. So that's
right.
Items such as, you know, my CV, my monthly budget, a couple of websites and code, and an encryption key. And I had explicitly deleted those so that there would be no threat of those being stolen in the future. But then when I went into my archive, those files were there.
So Google, we reached out to Google today and about this, and their response essentially was, well, everyone knows this. You know, it's in the AGAT type in the terms of use. Do you think everyone does know
yes.
this?
No, absolutely not. And my tweets wouldn't have received such unbelievable attention if that was the case. Saying everybody knows this is a cop-out, because they're saying everybody knows this because when you sign the, or when you accept the terms and conditions of all the apps, you are technically signing away your rights to that information. But realistically, nobody does read the terms and conditions, because not everybody has the time to read those terms and conditions, and not everybody is a trained lawyer.
Well, that's right. And it's inherently dishonest. If they tell you you're deleting something, but they keep a record of it, it's not deleted. That's a lie, and they should be held accountable
exactly.
for that. Dylan, thank you. Thank you for that. That's terrifying.
It's Dylan Curran on last night's Tucker Show, telling us, maybe in some cases reminding us of how vulnerable we are because of these social media platforms and the distributors like Google and others that are capturing our information. You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, it's like our privacy. I mean, forget about our privacy, but when it comes to, you know, the government trying to find out information about certain people, remember we had the whole hoopla about the Apple phone and being able to access information with the San Bernardino shooters. And, you know, but, you know, here in this case, Dylan Curran is saying, well, that information is readily available. So you wonder, you know, what is happening here? Certainly, I think number one is we realize that you can forget about privacy. But what's pretty scary is that even when you're, you know, when your phone is just on and you're not necessarily interacting, it's collecting information. Pretty crazy stuff, huh? I mean, he relayed a story about people, you know, in a room and they were just talking about something. Next thing they know, they're being prompted with information and they didn't even ask. It was just the phone itself collecting information and deciphering and determining, hey, where were you going to be heading to next? And here's some suggestions. One hand might seem pretty convenient. On the other hand, it's like, hey, I don't want my cell phone listening in on me. Just saying. 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Come shake the ground.
Had a chance to see the movie last night, God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness. This is the third installment of, 3 weeks in a row, faith-based films coming out, one right after another. And, of course, we had a conversation with David A.R. White. We're going to be playing that back tomorrow on Good Friday. Well, I'll tell you, another one of those good movies that David has and his team have put together, and looking forward to that. So that will be out on Friday. And the mix, this is an updated remix on the song God's Not Dead with the Newsboys. And boy, it is outstanding. Michael Tate and the boys have done another outstanding job there. So enjoy, and we will continue to share with you. And I'm looking forward to hearing your comments next week, after this weekend, after enjoying, an Easter weekend, a Holy Week, and enjoying the movie, and give us some feedback. Let us know what you think about God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness. Of course, the first installment was Paul, Apostle of Christ, Jim Caviezel's movie, and enjoyed speaking with Jim about that, and also The Passion of the Christ. We were discussing last night that The Passion of the Christ, that powerful movie, Mel Gibson movie that Caviezel was in, and of course played Jesus in it, and was subjected to a lot of injury during the movie. And you've heard me share about this, that he had a dislocated shoulder when we were talking in Nashville several weeks back. Talked about a dislocated shoulder, got hit by lightning. And, the shooting schedule ended up going way beyond. Originally it was a 12-week shooting schedule, he said, and it ended up going on for about 5 months. And as a result of that, they got into some stormy weather and were on the location. And at one point, as he's on the cross, he gets hit by lightning, and basically he says it cut him in half. He had to spend 5 months in the hospital afterwards. He's doing fine. But I'll tell you, the impact of that movie, what that had on him, and, as a disciple, of Jesus Christ today. I mean, he exudes the love of God and humility that is very rare. And it's obvious that he has had a special connection with God in all this. One kind of funny sidebar story on this is while they were on location shooting the picture, because I'd never heard this before, and a dear friend who knows Jim as well said that during the shoot one day, they break for lunch. You know, Mel says, hey, time for lunch. Everybody leaves for lunch. And they forgot Jim. They left him on the cross. Nobody took him down. It's like everybody got a lunch break. Jim's on the cross like, hello. Just one of those funny kind of sidebar stories in the midst of everything else that he had to endure. So Paul the Apostle of Christ still out in theaters. And, of course, I can only imagine doing record numbers and surprising a lot of people as well. And we look forward to some great response and box office activity for God's Not Dead. It's the third installment, A Light in the Darkness, that I'm sure you are going to enjoy. Well, more information about, the FBI and CIA, the coziness. No wonder there is a response and eagerness to have another special counsel into this. We're going to play a clip from you right now, and the Inspector General is opening up a new investigation. Listen.
The Inspector General of the Department of Justice announced today that the DOJ has opened an investigation into spying, possibly illegal spying, on American citizens by the federal government. Law Professor Jonathan Turley will explain the legal implications of that brewing scandal in just a minute. But first, to Fox Chief National Correspondent Ed Henry, who's been following this all day, for more details. Ed?
Tucker, great to see you. Initially, Democrats like Adam Schiff laughed off these allegations about FISA abuse, but tonight some in the Obama inner circle, as well as former top FBI officials like James Comey and Andrew McCabe, may be sweating a bit, because this is heating up now, with the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz saying he's going to take a close look at it. And remember, Attorney General Jeff Sessions had said he wanted Horowitz to handle this, and Sessions got a lot of heat from supporters of President Trump, who said the Inspector General would bury this and that this was Sessions passing the buck again. But this is a sign Horowitz is moving full speed ahead on what Republican Devin Nunes first revealed with his memo laying out how top FBI and justice officials in the Obama administration got a warrant from the FISA court to spy on ex-Trump advisor Carter Page. Most importantly, Comey, McCabe, and other officials allegedly used former British spy Christopher Steele's anti-Trump dossier to get that initial warrant without telling the judge that the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign had paid for the dirt in that dossier. Now, Horowitz is already working on two other major reports, including Comey's conduct, FBI agent Peter Strzok's text messages, and McCabe's unauthorized leak to the media. We should note that just this very week, there have also been criminal charges filed in Minnesota in a separate case involving a former FBI agent who allegedly leaked classified sensitive information. And so the bottom line is, this is also part of Jeff Sessions' crackdown on the leaking of sensitive information. A big development tonight, Tucker.
It sure is. Ed Henry, thanks for that.
Good to see you.
Jonathan Turley is a law professor at George Washington University Law School in Washington. He joins us tonight. Professor, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So it's the gravest of all charges, the federal government potentially spying illegally on American citizens. Why only now is the IG looking into this?
Well, there's been an interesting phenomenon here. A lot of people who have rightfully criticized those that want to shut down the special counsel investigation.
Right.
But those same people often belittle these allegations about what happened in this secret court. And it's a dangerous combination to have a secret court that is based on a standard lower than the Fourth Amendment, that is totally secret and insulated from public review, if that court is also used for a political agenda. Now, we don't know if that's true, but we have worrisome facts that should be looked at. And so what I think is missing in Washington is this sense of balance. Both sides should be investigated. These are troubling issues that are raised by both the Republicans and the Democrats. What happened today is that we're going to be guaranteed that there will be an independent investigation. And Horowitz is the perfect guy to do it. I mean, he knows the DOJ. He's very well respected. And I think that what we're going to learn from this process could help us in the future.
Well, without a doubt, let's see if the Inspector General, this was the other argument, does he have the wherewithal, does he have subpoena power to really get deep into this? It's going to be somewhat of a surface perspective by comparison when you have a special counsel with special counsel powers like subpoena power, just to name one. But certainly this will continue. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Joy to the world.
He's risen.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country, around the world via shortwave, or the cable radio digital network, Red State Alert Radio, we're all over the place. We thank you for joining in and getting involved in the conversation. You know, smartening up, okay? This is the problem we have in our country today. Everybody's so busy about a lot of things, except sometimes the most important. And when it comes to getting our country back on track, I got to say, this is one of those things that you've got to, you know, focus on and move up on your to-do list in terms of things that are most important. And by that, I'm not saying, hey, spend 5 hours, you know, but maybe it's even 5 minutes. Find something that you can do that will affect some change on behalf of not only yourself, but more importantly, your kids and your grandkids. Now, I highly recommend, as you know, we have Jenny Beth Martin on with us every week, except for this week. She was a little bit under the weather. But generally, she's on with us. And the Tea Party Patriots program is awesome. You can go to their website, check them out. And I highly recommend that you do that. And every day, there's like a five-minute project you can do. Who doesn't have 5 minutes on behalf of their country? The other thing is, you know, spend some time with the Constitution. A lot is being discussed about our constitutional rights these days. But if you don't know what your rights are, then they just get run over. And, you know, some of the stuff that is being thrown out there by fake news media and people who are absolutely ignorant. And sometimes I wonder if they are just ignorant or if they're just purposely diabolical. And by that I mean that they know darn well that the Constitution stands in the way of them just running amok and creating all kinds of chaos in this country. I mean, that is that contravening force that has got us in the mess that we're in right now. And it's on full display at every turn. And it's masquerading in different forms. And some of them you can be sympathetic with, but you got to be careful in terms of the extension of your sympathy so that you don't get so influenced and manipulated by other forces that are tied into it, if you know what I'm talking about, whether it's the women's movement, whether it's what's happening with, you know, the gun rights debate, all this that's going on. And I say gun rights, but really, you know, we miss the point if we're talking about gun rights. I mean, it's already you've come to a conclusion if you're talking about gun control and if we're not talking about safety. You know, this is about safety. It all ties into our national security overarching umbrella. But this is about safety, and I believe the governments, local especially, have made some quick moves now in realizing that gun safe zones, you know, are a they're just not working. You know, one of those ideas that came down, you know, from the left that says, "Hey, wouldn't it be nice?" I mean, let me tell you, people who know about guns and have you know, been raised on guns and respect what they do and what they can do in the hands of the wrong person, understood from the get-go that this was problematic. And if you've listened for any length of time on the show, you know we've had a problem with gun safe zones. You know, I challenged a manager of a movie theater where I live in Florida because they had signs. They had signs on the building. This is a gun-free zone. Yeah, right. I mean, we are a concealed carry state in Florida. And it's highly recommended and encouraged that if you have a license, then carry, okay? And it's not for a situation that you're going to just shoot them up all over town. You know, we're not hearing a bunch of people, you know, just going crazy like L.A. Story, if you remember that movie. People just, you know, rolling down their window and firing at other people down the freeway. It's not like that. It's for protection. And what we do not hear about, as we discussed with John Lott a couple of weeks ago, is we don't hear the stories where a gun in the hands of the right person, how often that an illegal act or a criminal act has been stopped. I mean, they say at least 100,000, you know, over a set period of time, which is quite, and I'm not talking about, you know, over 20 years. I mean, like within a year, there's over 100,000 events where a gun in the right hands of an activated citizen, a responsible citizen, has prevented and stopped a criminal act. See, we don't hear about that. It doesn't fit into the narrative. And then you have these young kids, and again, keeping in mind that they are kids, so they only have limited experience, lots of passion, limited experience,
and they're dictating to everybody what they should believe in, and that you need to boycott certain people and certain groups because, you know, they're challenging, you know, the conversation. But this is what the First Amendment is all about, is that we challenge this. And why do we challenge it? Because we want to be ornery and, you know, claim that somebody's more right than other? No, that's not what this country is all about. We're able to challenge this so that we can come up with better policy, right? Because we have a well-rounded and holistic approach to it, a comprehensive approach to a very comprehensive problem. Because when you talk about guns, you know, what do we got? You know, we got bullying happening on campus. We got, you know, mental issues that come to play. We have the radical element of ISIS and other groups that would come into the country, have declared war on America, that want to do us harm. All these forces that come into play. And, you know, not to mention, you know, the vitriol that is happening in our culture today, that, you know, people, whether it's celebrities and people in responsible positions, you know, being, and I say this all across the board. I'm not trying to protect somebody over the other, including our president. You know, we would want our president to be an example. And I can understand maybe, you know, the justification in part is, you know, look at what they're doing, you know, because that's always the response. You know, look what the other guy's doing. Well, you know, we can go tit for tat, but when is that going to stop? I mean, even President Obama saw it and said, hey, we got to be more civil. And then no sooner did he say that than immediately he was being uncivil again. So, you know, this is the hilarity of our humanity. Is that the very thing we want to do, we don't do. The things that we don't, you know, we say we don't do, you know, we start doing. You know, we're kind of crazy people, aren't we, at times? But understanding that and allowing some accommodation for our humanity, we say, let grace reign, then maybe we can have a dialogue, a wholesome dialogue that can address these major issues and what's happening in our lives. That you can't have movies depicting all kinds of violence in video games. And I know they're studying this, and some argue, well, it's demonstrating that it has a minimal amount of effect. I just don't buy into that. I know better, because we are what we think. It all starts with a thought. It starts with conditioning. And if we condition ourselves to think that, you know, life doesn't matter, and of course we've already demonstrated that time and again, you know, with 60 million babies aborted, you know, we're not really much, when it comes as a society, a respecter of life, are we? You know, when we look so casually. And I know there's movements, there's, you know, people are waking up to this. You know, what has happened, and even the men are getting involved, and I'm excited to see men get involved and realize, hey, look at, you know, this whole lie that's been thrust on the public and, you know, against men and women, that men don't matter. You know, it's all about the woman's body. Well, yes, the woman is the chosen, is the carrier, the designed carrier of our progeny, of the next generation. That is a hallowed and respected, honorable position and design that God has put into women. And this is why men honor that. Now, have things gotten out of line, and there's been a disrespect on both sides? Certainly. But why? Because we dishonored God. We dishonored His commandments and His design for males and females. And so here we are. We don't even know what male and female is anymore. I mean, I'm here in California. We got a governor who, you know, has corrected God. God says, hey, look, I created them male and female. And Jerry Brown says, oh, no, there's a third gender. You know, just what we need, you know. Here's your new God. He's Governor Brown now, and he's dictating these things because he knows so much better. Really? You got to be kidding me. I mean, the whole state is amok. I mean, and I asked the governor, I go, why did you stop at three? I mean, universities, you know, got, two, three dozen options now. This is how insane this has become. But when we unhinge ourselves from the truth and God's commandments, well, you have the America that we have today, and you've got people, according to their own eyes, trying to solve human problems. Ooh. Scary, huh?
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, Girls Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. and Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
The way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Today, March 29th, National Vietnam War Veterans Day. It is also National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. Maybe that's why President Trump, you know, rifled off, you know, a couple of tweets yesterday about Amazon and how powerful they've become and how they're putting, you know, mom and pop businesses out of business. Kind of a sad deal as to what's going on, but I think there's some opportunity that's growing in the midst of local mom and pop businesses, because it was just we heard about the bankruptcy of Toys R Us. I want to bring the counterculture mom on with us right now. Tina Marie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, terrific. Good to have you here. Hey, Toys R Us, I mean, what are we going to do? They're out of business. And, Amazon has taken over, swallowed them up. But I think what could come out of this, Tina Marie, is that, this could be a door opener for mom and pop businesses, because people still want to have that ability to touch and feel. And, with anything, when something goes left, there's always an opportunity right. And I'm not talking about political. I'm just talking about just the way marketing happens, right?
Yes.
So we'll see.
I completely agree. And being countercultural, living counterculture, I'm constantly pumping out content to help parents get back to, for me, the 70s and 80s, when it was more face-to-face interaction and less screen time. So get in stores and actually shop with the kids. Even teach them about a budget, how to spend stuff. Now, Toys R Us, they did some stuff over the last couple of years with promoting certain, I don't know if you know about this, but they had a doll for Christmas they were advertising a couple of years ago that was a pole dancing doll for 5 to 7 year old girls.
Oh, Lord.
So I have a kind of opinion about Toys R Us in general. I wish they wouldn't have had those type of toys out there, but I do love mom and pop shops, and I think that we need to have them back in business. And with that, Bill, I was going to ask you a question. When I just spoke this last weekend in North Carolina for the Save a Nation tour, Todd Starnes came out right after me, and he addressed a small coffee shop in Southern California that was shut down because they had inspirational quotes on their windows. How is that legal? How can we make sure that mom and pop shops are protected here in our country? Because to me, that shouldn't be legal for LGBT activists to walk in and say, we don't like what you do and you need to tear that down, when 97% of the country wants those mom and pop shops around.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the problem is, you know, the 9 out of 10 people in the country have to get off their hands and get activated and push back and let them know that this is unacceptable. I don't know if you heard about this story, but there was a PETA group, and I can't remember if this happened. I think it might have been in Canada, you know, because the Canucks, they know how to handle stuff like this. But PETA group went in and, you know, they attacked this restaurant, and the name of the restaurant is called The Antler, right? So that should tell you that it's not necessarily a vegan hangout. But the PETA people went in and they were, you know, doing this uproar and you know, so what is the owner to do? But he goes out and he gets a deer's leg and he starts, dressing down the leg and getting it ready and right in front of these people. You know, and just doing his business. And of course, they call the police and the police just kind of, you know, try to, you know, contain the beast a bit and just walk away kind of chuckling. But, you know, you get the response and counter. I mean, it doesn't mean that you have to do anything injurious, but it's like you got to let people know that, hey, you're welcome to your opinion, but there is a beginning and end to it. It doesn't mean that you tear up people's dreams. I mean, you know, we know about the celebrated case that happened with the Kleins, Melissa and Aaron Klein. You know, they lost their business. And Melissa is such a sweet gal, and all she wanted to do was bake goods, and she was good at it. And here ends up in this big lawsuit because this couple insisted that they wanted their cake for their gay wedding to be baked by Melissa. They were going to force her to do this. And unfortunately, the government, the courts there, went along with it. And now you have somebody who is robbed of their dream for what? Because there was nobody else that could make them a cake?
Yeah, that's what's really funny and sad at the same time. There's two options they could have done now looking back and being in that position, trying to place myself in that position. Either bake them a cake and put scripture verses on it, sharing the truth of the love of the Lord of how God wants relationships to be between a man and a woman. That would have been a statement, and they probably wouldn't have used the cake.
Of course.
But the other thing is, it's not as though Christians are forcing gay people to bake cake for their heterosexual weddings. Like, we have lost the ability to have our freedom of choice in America, and freedom of choice on how we want to live our lives, according to God's word or not, that's our choice. By losing that, we lose a sense of what America, our country, even stands for. And that's what's killing me is, why are we tearing down our country? By them having their way and pushing themselves on every platform in our country today at a escalating, a fast pace here, we lose it. Everybody loses in our country if we do that. We have to get back our freedom of choice, freedom of religion, and if you want to do something in the privacy of your home, so be it, but don't push it down the throats of our young kids who we want to raise in a different way, according to God's word. And that's what should be upheld in our country, and I'm praying that our government keeps a full force on that. But without that, we lose a sense of what America even is. Our society starts to crumble.
Well, and this is what's happened, is that it is crumbling. I mean, the reason that we are in chaos, and we were speaking about this earlier, you know, I just saw the movie God's Not Dead, the third installment, A Light in the Darkness, last night. And I know we're going to talk about this, and maybe this is a nice segue to it. But, you know, and this has been exciting. I mean, we've had, for the first time that I can remember, we've had three faith-based movies in a row.
Yes.
Starting with Paul the Apostle of Christ, and I Can Only Imagine, which is doing record numbers at the box office, and they're not, you know, they're not even open in like 3,000 plus theaters that you know, the major studios get. I think they're still about they're under 2,000.
1,000, and but doing wonderful. And then of course this weekend comes God's Not Dead, and it's another one of those encouraging movies that balances things out a bit, because what you're talking about here is the tyranny of the minority. If you recall, our founding fathers were real sensitive about having the tyranny of the majority, but what's happened is there's been accommodation all because of that. The unintended consequences is now the minority have a an unfair advantage in our country, and they are taking us off track. And look what's happened. I mean, we've ignored God. I mean, it's like we've told God, hey, look, we'll take it from here. You know, hey, thanks for the help, but we got it from here, God. We don't need you anymore. And then we're complaining that our country is in chaos.
I agree, and I think there's twofold. There's like three. You always fill me up with so many ideas while you're talking. I love you, Bill. You're awesome. I have three things I want to address, if I can remember all three. There's two ways we can go here. We've got Christians today in our country that don't care, aren't aware, and just want to live their life and make the money and live the American dream. We got to pray for those people and help encourage them to get off the bench because they're missing out on the life God wants them to live. Mm-hmm. And then you have the other half, a lot of the half that I meet when I speak and travel around the country. They are the parents that do care, are aware, but they don't have a clue what to do, how to get started, how to combat this problem. So I say we encourage and keep equipping like your station is, like your mission is, to get those guys to know exactly what to do, which we're doing. Mm-hmm. And then, as we can see, it's growing. I have never networked with more amazing, God-fearing Christian people in my life over the last year. Our country is starting to wake up. I get chills thinking about it. I can't sleep at night because I'm so pumped up because God is waking our nation up. And now it's just a matter of us to be equipped and know exactly what to do to combat the problem. The other way we can combat the problem besides pushing back is not supporting anything in our country that is not God-centered. If it's a movie that is graphic and violent in nature, we don't support it. And just promote the stuff that's God-centered, because then they will not have business. We will shut them down because we have the power in our hands to do that.
Well, exactly. I mean, they're shutting down our businesses, right?
Yep.
I mean, and the deal is, at the end of the day, after everything is all said and done, you know, because we do this in love. I mean, it's not that we're sitting there just causing a war. We're pushing back for their very souls. I mean, if it was just us, you know, we'd say, okay, well, we'll just suck it up and deal with it. But you know, there's a bigger reason to all this, and that is when you realize that what God has done for you, you appreciate, and it alters your thinking to understand that it's not about you anymore. Tina Marie is with us. We've got more right after this.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Odor Eaters is back with their fun yet stinky annual Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest are raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children from across the country competed at this year's contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not, for a chance to win the national title and $2,500. But only one lucky pair of Rotten Sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to Hunter Ham from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find yet a new foul scent on every sniff. Rachel Hirsch, PhD and expert of smell.
This year's participants really moved the bar up even higher. We all know kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids have a talent.
For more, visit odoreaters.com.
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, Girls Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
To Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're talking with Tina Marie Griffin, former Hollywood actress. You know, it's always interesting, you know, when you hear former. I mean, she could still be an actress. I mean, maybe she's just changing, you know, and doing some other things. But she is so delightful and absolutely precious, as you can tell. She's become the pop culture expert, and we call her the counter culture mom. Her eye-opening show, Hollywood Exposed, she revealed the media's power to influence people, especially teens. And that's what she's pushing back on and making sure that, you know, we're all aware of what is happening with the media and how our kids, you know, who come and have dinner around the table and how they're influenced by whether it's the peer group or the media that they're exposed to. And thank God for Tina Marie Griffin, for her passion to protect our families, because as we were starting to say before we went to break, is that you realize as you do this that it's not about you. You know, it's about others. And once you do that, I mean, some people want to talk about the blessing and that sort of thing, but, you know, that's just, it just kind of comes along, but we don't do it because of the blessing. We just do it because we know there's just something, the way God has wired us to confirm that that's the right thing to do, right?
I couldn't agree more. I can't tell you how many times over the years I'm like, Lord, I know you wired me to expose the lies. Ephesians 5:11 just became ingrained in my blood when I lived back in L.A., have nothing to do with the fruitless seeds of darkness, but rather expose them. And I just became addicted and on fire to expose the lies. And I've asked God several times over the years, can I have a little bit easier where I'm just a Christian comedian? He goes, Tina, you don't really tell good jokes. Hardly anyone laughs when you try to tell a joke. You're all about exposing the lies. So we all have our gifts and talents, and that's why it's neat to partner with other Christians that have other gifts and talents, where together you all make a combustible team for the Lord. And it's all about saving lives. How can we wake up the nation and alert people and give them positive choices for entertainment, at least from our mission.
Well, you know, you talk about people that are wired for comedy, and, you know, we need to laugh. I think that's part of the challenge that we have in our society today is we don't laugh
enough.
We're just taking things too seriously, and that's why I'm kind of enjoying the reboot of Roseanne. Have you heard anything about what's happening with her show?
Yeah, I hear that it has record numbers, and I did watch it as a kid. I'm scared to watch it now, so I'm going to ask, I haven't watched an episode yet, what is your take on it as far as the content is concerned? Because there was some questionable content when I was a kid watching it.
Yeah, right.
Is it clean?
Well, yeah, but it's balanced. I mean, you know, it's bipartisan. They've gone where, you know, a lot of these shows would dare not to go, and interesting that you just had, you know, the uproar over with Tim Allen, right? And his show was canceled because it was becoming, too conservative and whatever. And he was doing terrific. I mean, ratings and people really enjoyed it. And so, you know, Roseanne and company have decided to go right to the eye of the needle. They've just gone right at it. And she loves Trump on the show. Her sister, of course, is the antagonist. And so you have the yin and yang of it. And just the exchange of, you know, the family about conservative values and liberal values coming head to head being talked about. I mean, it's really refreshing. It's almost like, Shades of All in the Family.
I really like that. And it's very encouraging to know that it's clean. I did plan on watching an episode here in the next week. And I did like it as a kid. I mean, we watched it as a kid.
Right.
When I was a kid. And so it's neat to have those topics on. It's kind of like living biblically. You
yes.
have pros and cons about that new show coming out 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, where they talk about scripture in the Bible, and then you might have a person on there mocking scripture, but they still come back to the truth of who God is in that show, and I hope they stick with it.
At least we have something in the media, you know, talking about this stuff, you know, and you can talk to your kids about it, right? And actually sit down with your family and enjoy it. It hasn't gone, you know, too far overboard, and it's entertaining. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Speaking of Hollywood, sad story, and one that I've been concerned about for a long time, because I've known of Corey Feldman for a long time, and we've been saying since all the hashtag and, you know, sexual abuse come out, that, you know, Hollywood is overlooking a huge abuse that Corey Feldman has been shouting from the rafters for decades about. In fact, Corey Haim, a dear friend of his, committed suicide.
Yeah.
And
yep.
The implication was that the sexual abuse was part and parcel to a breakdown in his mental condition.
I completely agree. I actually talked to Corey via email about 6 months ago. He also has a band. He's a lead singer in a band, and he was in our state in Missouri where I live until now. Now I'm in Nashville. And I really want to get him on Hollywood Insider as a guest to explain this. I don't believe he came out with the six names yet, unless I missed a headline somewhere of the top people he wants to expose. But I can't imagine the pressure that he's under, because if he doesn't say something, he will possibly live longer. If he says something and actually gets these people behind bars like they should have been 30 years ago, he might die because of it, and he still might die because of it. So I put a plea video out. Got a video last August urging people to pray for him, because it was right around the time that he was in our area there in Missouri in this concert, and he already had pressure on not exposing who these people are. And of course, Tuesday night, he was attacked by three men when his bodyguards were not looking for those brief seconds, and he was stabbed multiple times and now is in the hospital. So he's got to say something. And I'm asking everybody listening in right now, with the pressure and how many times he's been abused as a kid and how many times he's tried to express to the cops and they didn't do anything in LA for 3 decades. We've got to pray for his safety, but we have to pray that he has the power and the confidence to release the names of these criminals that need to be behind bars, because they've abused who knows how many thousands of kids in LA. And I've even tried to express and explain what I've heard when I lived in LA. I didn't personally see it or experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. But
yeah.
I've heard many stories about these people that have been doing this since I lived in L.A.
Exactly. Well, and the same, I mean, I could tell you the same story. And this is something, I guess, why it has attached to me, you know, from the first time that I heard Corey's story and talking to Barbara Walters, where you can still see that video where she was so shocked And she just could not get her brain around what was happening, that kids were being abused. I mean, it's amazing because you have that, and then you have Harvey Weinstein and all the other stuff that, you know, is coming, you know, continue to come out. And the other thing, too, Tina Marie, that I'm kind of baffled with is it wasn't, you know, all tied into this was the abuse that was happening on the Beltway. $17 million of the people's money was spent to keep people quiet. And interesting, you know, there were two, you know, we had a congressman and a senator who was caught, and they're out. Yep. But, you know, there are others. And, you know, it was almost like, you know, Al Franken who was the other one? I don't want to say the wrong name, but you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. It was like they've become the scapegoats on this as far as the Beltway. But, you know, I guess there's so much to deal with in Washington that a little sex here and there is, I guess we just can't, you know, it's just too much to deal with to put that into the mix, I guess.
It is, and then at the same time, I'm praying that people that might be involved in it right now or someone listening, if you're being sexually abused, molested in some way, if you know of someone who is doing this to a child, regardless if it's Hollywood related or not, you have to report it and save these kids. We've got to band together to save these
exactly.
kids.
And Tina, this is what you do with the Counterculture Mom, and we're here in the last minute here, and I promised that we were going to talk about all the resources that you have available for our audience. Share with them and where they need to go for more information.
Yes, we just don't have enough time ever. We need to make this a 2-hour show, Bill. absolutely hilarious. Yes, if people text in the word media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222, you get onto our weekly Pop Culture Alert newsletter with Counterculture Mom. We send out a weekly newsletter with all the tips and tools, a very quick, easy read, but it'll keep you updated so you can keep your kids safe from any kind of pop culture attack with content in the media. And you get a ton of positive entertainment options as well. And then you also get a sweet 4-page PDF, a parent media guide, into your inbox within seconds. It has a ton of family-friendly media, positive music lists, top family films, top clean video games for your kids. You definitely want to steer clear of the negative stuff and the graphic stuff that really is illegal on store shelves today. There's a section for entertainment reviews, music reviews, movie reviews, great books to get, and free sign up for PureFlix. They have 6,500 different entertainment options for your family. Sign up for your free month of Covenant Eyes to help put block pornography from coming on your computer at home for your kids, and also helpful tips and tools like Uncutting and Suicide, along with a ton of family-friendly comedians that are out there. Mm-hmm. Tons of info by texting the word media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222. I just want to encourage parents out there, counterculturemom.com is the website you can go to. We're constantly updating that website with current tips and alerts for how to keep your kids safe on tech devices, TV shows, movies, video games, you name it, so we can have only positive content entering our kids' brains so they're not brainwashed by a culture that then tells them, hey, let's strip away your Second Amendment rights. These kids, that's a whole other story, but we can talk about later. But
right.
Our kids are being conditioned by pop culture, and a majority of pop culture is giving them, our kids, the opposite of what God wants in their head. So
exactly.
Let's be diligent in what goes in there.
Yeah, you can't take this for granted. I mean, look at parenting is not for the faint of heart. You have to stay active with the kids because of the options that are available to them today in their cell phone. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, there was a revelation that was coming out that came out last night on Fox that, you know, your cell phone is picking up conversations. You're not even interacting. It's picking up conversations.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary, you know, what we have allowed into our homes and around our children. But if you're not aware of this, this is why knowledge is power, and the Counterculture Mom is a great resource for you. It's our gift to you because we're just givers, aren't we, Tina?
You know that. I would say everybody let's do a detox for this weekend and just take our kids out, do hiking, and go hang out at a, you know, outdoor amusement park.
You got it. We got to leave it right there. We're out of time. Tina Marie Griffin on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you,
it's
Tina.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.